all of the skills and experiences and talents that I have and all of the work that I've done and learned in terms of poverty reduction, in terms of lifting people out of poverty, in terms of developing policies that actually address the immediate needs of the people, job creation, better healthcare, and so forth. I want to be able to use that to benefit the Liberian people as I have done in other countries.
Some people say, well, why did it take you so long to enter the race?
Everything is a process, and this is not about an event. This is not just about October 10th. This is about a lifelong commitment to ensure that I put my hands to the plow and now commit all that I have to helping to resolve the issues and solve the problems that we face as Liberians at home.
What do you think are your chances? Because there are some Liberians who may feel that you are not well known in Liberia, or should I say that you are just testing the waters for future elections?
Nobody enters a process like this with an intention to lose. So I've entered with an intention to win. But I also am very cognizant of the fact that it's not only about the result, the process matters. And what I hope to do is to add value to the process, to be able to be a voice for the voiceless, to be able to raise the bar on the issues, the discussion on how we solve the problems. I'm not convinced that every Liberian has already decided before now who voted for. Many have told me that they had decided not to vote in this election because they felt that they didn't have the alternative that they wanted. Entering this to the Liberian people know that there are alternatives and there are people who can solve their problems. There are people who've worked in different locations, in different spheres of the development trajectory, and are able to come to the people to work along with them, to identify the issues, to solve the issues with them, and together to build the nation. And I'm saying I'm one of those persons, and my running mate, Simeon Morb, is another one of those persons. And together, we want to lift the development discourse and ensure that we give Liberia a fighting chance.
I had planned to do a story about women participation in this electoral process. So now that I have you, what can you tell us about women participation in Liberian politics?
What I can say is that we need women's participation across all aspects of leadership in Liberia. And the reality is that women continue to bear the brunt of all of the development challenges. Right now, over 90% of female employment in Liberia, it's vulnerable employment. Women in informal employment compared to men are less, and they continue to suffer the situation that we find in Liberia. And I'm saying it's very important for women who understand the issues that women face to be at the table in every sector, to be at the table, occupy their space at every level of our polity. Also in the private sector, women's participation in economic decision-making, in social decision-making, in political decision-making is important, because if we have 50% of the population at the table, then we need to have the space created for women. If the space is not big enough, we need to make the space bigger, because women have to participate. And I'm in it because I believe that women of Liberia have a lot to offer. Women were there almost 20 years ago and forged our peace. Women continue to play a critical role in our development. Women continue to play a critical role across the board. So women should be part of the decision-making at every level.
We wish you all the best in your running for the presidency of Liberia. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.